We are today sunny 92.3. We're James and Kim in the morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's Friday. Yay. We made it to Friday. And we've got Coach Randy joining us today. Coach of Tennessee representing the Southeast and with the Little League World Series in Pennsylvania. What a game that was yesterday. All right. So, Coach, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Okay. So, I'm going to play this clip, and this clip from ESPN, another great moment that happened in the Little League World Series last night. Josiah Porter, a 12-year-old on the team from Tennessee, he is blind in one eye. He's played well the entire series, but last night was even better, of course. But, Coach, I want to get your reaction after this clip. And before we play this clip, do you watch any of the ESPN clips after the game or even after the fact?
I haven't watched any of them.
Okay. All right. Well, here, this is the first time you've heard this call. Here it is, right here.
Porter rips this to center field. That's a grand slam! Josiah Porter, straightaway center. Easy to like Josiah Porter, man. Easy to like him.
Young man that lost his sight in his right eye, 100% blind. The only one he can see out of his left eye, that lead eye when he steps in there, and that lead eye was working pretty well right here.
This game is so hard to play with two eyes. To lose the depth perception without one and still be able to do that, that is remarkable.
What you thinking, Coach?
That was pretty magical. You know, I'm lucky I had a front row seat to it. I was coaching first base at the time, so as soon as he hit it, I knew it was gone. I was screaming, "Get out of here! Get out of here!" And just to be there in that moment and replay it right now in my head is just magic.
Wow! I've heard this clip. I feel like a million times. We've played it every hour since we've been on the show since 5 this morning. And I mean, I've got chills. So that gave you chills, and you were a part of this moment yesterday.
Oh man, I don't remember my feet touching the ground. You know, it was so cool, such a great moment, and Josiah deserves every bit of that. Now, what people may not actually realize is he's been working so hard, and he's had such good batting practices, and he's just hitting the ball so great in BP that we moved him up one spot in the lineup.
Wow.
He was in the 7 hole. We moved him up into the 6 hole. And if he wasn't working so hard and hitting so well in batting practice, we might not have moved him up, and he wouldn't have been at bat in that position. So that we're just pretty lucky.
Sure. So ESPN, they talked to Josiah's dad about his eye, Brandon. I know you know Brandon very well, but
absolutely.
But yeah, ESPN talked to him in the stands right after his son's grand slam. Let's listen to this.
Just a couple of weeks before his 7th birthday, Josiah was coming out of a building, and there was a work truck that was parked outside, and they had the side tool shelf that was open, and Josiah walked right into it. It cut his eyeball. He ended up having to have 3 stitches in his eyeball. He's had 5 surgeries since then. 2 of those were retinal reattachment surgeries. It's just been a tough journey for him. But finally, when he started getting back to getting to play and jump and run, and he just didn't let it bother him. I mean, he just overcame, and we're a family of faith. Josiah stayed positive. Instead of focusing on the bad things, what he can't do, he focuses on what he can do.
Is that not amazing? That's just amazing to me. Coach, you okay?
Yeah, man. It's just that kid is pretty miraculous.
Just put a smile on my face. Just put a smile on my face. All right, we know you're busy. We know you've got I say you're busy. What are you doing today? Because the game's the championship, the U.S. championship is tomorrow, correct?
Yep, the game is tomorrow. So today we have an off day. We have practice this morning, and then we're going to let the boys check out of the Grove, which is the dormitories that we stay in on the Little League complex, and go spend the day with their families.
Okay. Are the majority of the families, have they stayed there the last 20-plus days?
Yeah. I mean, the families have all been here. They've had to come and go. One parent stay, one parent go, that kind of thing. But they've all managed to make it work with their work schedules, which is that's a miracle in itself. But, they've all been here.
Oh, my word. All righty. Hats off to you. Hats off to your team representing the Southeast. And tomorrow, ESPN 3:30, correct?
That's right, 3:30. And then win or lose, we also play on Sunday. So.
Okay. Okay. All righty. We're rooting for you, and we're praying for you, and it's just going to be just a fantastic weekend. What a team.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
What a team that you've got. Coach Randy, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a great weekend.
Yeah. Go Southeast. My goodness. It's been fun watching them play. We're setting at 92.3. Good morning.